This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number two from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that. Well, you know, Kyle, I'm going to welcome everybody to the forever pandemic, and I'll explain. We have a choice here in America. Live under the COVID restrictions forever, hoping our government can end the risk entirely, or go back to normal. And if we choose the former, we deserve none of the freedoms we supposedly cherish. And we just can't reset and go back to zero now, can we?
Well, no. There's a lot of things in our daily lives that we don't have a risk of absolute zero. We don't stop flying airplanes over places because there have been plane crashes. We try to minimize that, obviously. But there's no ability to bring everything down to a risk level of zero. In other words, the coronavirus is out there, but it's never going to be completely zero, at least as far as we can tell at this point. And the lockdowns and the other kinds of restrictions don't seem to really do exactly what the government says that it would do. And another case in point, too, is that there's always going to be something that's causing these things to get canceled, or, you know, trips or field trips or ball games or things like this. It's always going to be there. We have to try to get it to the lowest possible point. But you can't tell everybody to don't go back to work anymore, these kinds of stuff, because we're never going to get to the point where the public health officials are going to say everything's fine or there's no more threat at all. But in the meantime, though, people are losing their jobs, they're losing their businesses. We still have the eviction moratorium that is completely, messing up the ability for landlords even to hold on to their properties. I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, we know from the reports out there that the helicopters are still flying around at night. The pilots wearing night goggles, and they're picking up people at extraction points all around Kabul, not very far away from the city, but some of them are like in kind of like rural areas, but not way out. And they've been loading up the stranded Americans and bringing them back to the Kabul airport. They've been flying those missions at night. And kudos to them for doing that, because that's how we're getting some of our Americans back. And again, the State Department still doesn't know exactly how many people we've got left in Iraq. And I'm telling you, I believe it's more than 1,500. I believe it's about 3,000 or 4,000 just based on the simple math that was done a week ago.
Well, and they're not going to give you any kind of real concrete number, because it just works against their own spin. You know, we know that there are many, many Americans, and honestly, Captain, if there were one or two Americans in Afghanistan, we should get them out.
Yes.
It's just that simple.
Now, Donald Trump continues to draw huge crowds. He's drawing huge crowds at his rallies. And, of course, the people inside the Beltway are baffled. They don't understand how it is that people keep coming out to see Donald Trump. They don't get it. We get it, but they don't.
Well, yes, of course we get it. And because, Captain, what the contrast that people have seen now with their own eyes, they saw what President Trump was capable of doing, you know, bringing jobs back and the whole nine yards. And then they saw exactly what happened when President Biden came into office. And they realized that if gas prices have jumped astronomically, food prices are jumping astronomically, everything, inflation is now beginning to really bite in, people understand the difference between. And so, of course, they're going to go and try to listen to Donald Trump at this point. I think they'll be very interested in what he has to say.
And the White House finally put the number at about 1,500, they said yesterday, Americans left behind in Afghanistan. Again, I will report that I believe this count is too low, because they're not counting the people, the workers that are out there in the boonies, away, far away from the cities. And they're just those people, for some reason, have been left out. And maybe we'll get this rectified before whatever, but we're going to leave Afghanistan, and I'm very much afraid we're going to leave people behind.
Well, Captain, if the president decides to stick to this hard and fast date that he really himself set, basically, and capitulate to what the Taliban says. And by the way, I saw the Taliban spokesperson again on television.
Yeah.
And he said people can leave if they want to leave.
Yeah, what a lioness OB that guy is. And by the way, there's more about him. We'll get into that eventually. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we're going to tell you what AOC had to say about this. She chimed in, finally. The squad finally chimed in. Little old AOC. She needs to be quiet. But anyway, here we go.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, the website is MyPillow.com. You go over there, you click on the Radio Listener Specials tab, because right there on that tab, you're going to get 18 to 20 items with insanely low prices. And you want to talk about deep discounts, boy, they're there. All the MyPillow products, they're there as well. And you're going to get some tremendous opportunities to save a bunch of money. Now, you're going to need a promo code. The promo code is CAPTAIN. And if you want to call in the phone number and order it that way and ask any questions, it's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, the website, MyPillow.com, the tab that says Radio Listener Specials. Click on that. It'll take you to the page with all the items on there that are ridiculously marked down. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN to get those prices or give them a call at 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Moving along, which is what we're going to do, the AOC has come out and said, well, there's 200,000 people we need to bring out of Afghanistan. Where the hell did she get that number?
Good question. She wants them resettled all throughout the United States, by the way.
That's right. That's not going to happen.
Right. Well, this is interesting because this is, as far as I know, kind of her first foray into the Afghan crisis. So here she comes with this. But, you know, I hate to tell her, we can't get
I don't know, a smaller, a much comparatively smaller number of people into the airport. We can't guarantee our citizens and Afghan partners safe passage to the airport where the Taliban will beat them with whatever sticks and threaten their lives.
Yeah. Now, coming up this Sunday, August the 29th at 12 noon, all across America, there is a National Day of Protest coming up regarding the Afghanistan situation. Now, they're encouraging all Americans to go to your local city or town hall, take your American flags with you, take your signs with you, God bless America, God bless our troops, whatever you want, to show support of the military and support of the mission in Afghanistan, that we want our people out. Matter of fact, put that on some of your signs. Every American comes home, or something like that. Because all Americans are encouraged to show up with your American flags, wear your red, white, and blue gear, be prepared to say a prayer or two for the Americans left stranded in Afghanistan. And I know Americans are concerned, Kyle, about Afghanistan. And we need to have everybody that can get involved on Sunday. Just drive to your city or town hall. Park your vehicle, get out, and I don't care if it's half a dozen of you or whatever. Start waving your flags and start telling everybody that you support America, you support the people that are there, and we need to get our people the hell out of Afghanistan. Demonstrate your support, demonstrate your anger over the situation, whichever it is you want to do, on Sunday, August the 29th. That's this Sunday at 12 noon.
Well, very much so. People can demonstrate their feelings about this, because, Captain, this has a very visceral reaction. I think across America, many people who identify as Republican or identify as Democrat, I think this really crosses party lines.
Well, with the Taliban taking over Afghanistan and Al-Qaeda popping up again and ISIS case popping up again and Al-Haqqani network popping up again. It's unfortunate that the majority of the voters out there believe that America is less safe than it was just before the 9/11 attacks 2 decades ago. And that is an honest to God poll that was done over the past couple of days. And the people are really believing that.
Well, certainly, because they realize not only will Afghanistan become a hotbed for terrorists to have safe haven, plan and potentially launch attacks, but also, Captain, they've seen what President Biden has done with the border. It doesn't. I mean, this has been like this for months. Terrorists could have walked across the border by now.
By the way, did you see what President Biden said? Made a comment when he joked about something, and what a dope this guy is, because the White House had to cut the audio when he said what he said.
That's right. I think it was NBC's Peter Alexander, and he asked, if Americans are still in Afghanistan after the deadline, what will you do? And I think he said something like, you'll be the first person I call or something like that.
Yeah, he joked about it and laughed.
Yeah, and then later on, Peter Ducey from Fox News asked Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing room. He said, the president kind of made a joke about this. And by the way, this was what the president was talking about, his cybersecurity thing or something. He didn't really take it, questions on Afghanistan. But Peter Ducey asked Jen Psaki, and he said, what's so funny? And she had a real hard time.
She had no idea. She had no idea, because she did not know what happened.
Yeah.
And they cut the president's mic.
Well, sure. And this is one of the reasons, Captain, why they don't let the president take questions. Sometimes they do. I think they have to try to keep up appearances, but they often don't. So now it's the famous Biden walk away. He walks away and goes through the little door and closes the door. This is the president. When we're talking about American lives at stake, we're talking about American credibility across the world. That's not just some esoteric theoretical thing. That's real. They have to realize, they have to trust that the person sitting behind the Resolute desk has everybody's best interest in mind. And he's demonstrating he doesn't.
Now, samples from the early Wuhan COVID patients that had genetically modified henna in them, one of the two types of viruses sent from the Canadian lab, those results came up yesterday. And did you happen to see that?
What was that?
Did you happen to see?
Yeah. No, I've heard a little bit about it, but no. Go ahead.
Well, apparently this stuff worked right off the bat. And, again, just like something else, it was kept under wraps. They didn't say anything to anybody. But what they did, the way they treated people, this worked.
Well, you know, Captain, we've seen a lot of these, well, I won't say a lot, but we've seen similar kinds of situations. And, of course, anybody who was touting something like, for what was it, zinc? Or is that, I believe, something like that?
Yeah, the zinc cocktail.
Exactly. Well, that was, I remember seeing a medical doctor on our local news channel here talking about that. Very credible person, treated many people, having great success. But yet the very idea of it was poo-pooed as being a tinfoil hat sort of quackery or that kind of thing. And so it's very interesting because stuff that works, because it was somehow associated with Trump or somehow wasn't the party line from Dr. Fauci,
yeah.
Well, then it was something bad.
And I know people that are taking the hydroxychloroquine, and they're still taking it and have been for about the past couple of months still taking it. I thought you were supposed to take that until you felt better and then stop.
Yeah, good question. Well, people's medical professionals, of course, their doctors can certainly advise them best on those kinds of things. But the idea is that I thought this at the sort of at the beginning of the pandemic as well, Captain, that there's probably going to be different ways to help different people with different medical makeups, basically, the underlying conditions that not everybody has the same recipe of that. And so maybe this works in this particular instance, but something else works in a different kind of instance. And if you can't let a thousand flowers bloom and you can't go through the scientific process, oh, yeah, I just said science. If you can't do science, science can't help us.
Yeah. By the way, we'll be telling everybody here in a little bit later with Chris Markowski what's going on here. Facebook, of course, is having some interesting problems right now. And, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people, right?
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and the Dems, of course, they have their voting bill. The John, what is it? The congressman there. They're trying to get their budget through, but they're trying to get this voting rights part in there, tossed in there, too, passed along with it. They camouflage that. And even though it passed the House strictly on party vote lines by 8 votes, I do not believe it's going to pass in the Senate.
No, well, it's and there's reasons for this, too. The Senate is not just supposed to be a mirror of the House, either. It's a much more deliberative, we've heard that before, deliberative body. But things work differently in the Senate, and I think there's a different dynamic going on there now.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And this whole program is brought to you by companies like Relief Factor, as well as MyPillow, MyPillow.com. And, of course, Moss Nissan. We're in the Moss Nissan studio here. So I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from that country gets closer. Acting Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson says that the U.S.'s commitment to that country does not end on August 31st. He also tells CBS News that he believes there will still be attempts to get American citizens out of Afghanistan after the deadline.
We believe that there will be possibilities for Americans to be able to get out of this country. That's been part of the nascent conversations, many of which have taken place in Doha, about with the Taliban, about potential ways forward. We'll have to see how that works out, but America's commitment to American citizens in particular, to our staff, to those who served our country, that isn't going to end.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's Dan.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's my pal Mark Walters, and of course you'll hear him on Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast, on Sundays, 8 p.m. all across the country on many of these same stations, and the Daily Defense is on during the weekdays at 4 p.m. on, again, many of these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And they are my insurance company of record. They insure my car. They insure my house. And that's how you can save money, because Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, if you have a car, if you have a truck, maybe you've got an ATV or a boat or an RV too, or a motorcycle, they can insure all of that. And then how you save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance. That's when you save the money. So check them out. You can go online and do it. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Or you can go over online and find out where your agent of record is in your area. Whatever works for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Pentagon has started to draw down U.S. forces from Afghanistan as the deadline looms. Now, I was told yesterday by some military folks here in my area, remember I've got CENTCOM in my backyard, that they were going to try to get everybody out for the most part this weekend.
Yes, well, of course, because it will take days in order to actually accomplish that. In other words, the calendar doesn't progress to August 31st and suddenly they leave. That has to be a process that has to be well prepared for.
And this time the equipment goes with them or it gets destroyed, whichever the case might be.
Well, yes, very much so. The one, we've seen a lot of horrific things, Captain. They're off the charts. I wonder what we're going to witness when the last U.S. plane flies out of Kabul airport, and if there's still people inside the airport gates, as it were, what's going to happen when the Taliban will then, of course, gain access to the airport, and what happens to those people if it's just something I don't even want to think.
They're going to kill the ones that were associated with the United States that have got the SIV identification, because that's the American passport. They're going to kill them, and they're going to make an example of them for all the others to keep them in line.
Yes. And I think it's important to point out just quickly, Captain, that those American service people who worked with these people and told them that they were going to be taken care of and so forth, our heart just goes out to them, too. We know that they're going through a lot,
mm-hmm.
But we support them and we're with them.
Now, the new governor in New York added 12,000 COVID-19 fatalities to the death toll. And right away, that sparked Janice Dean to call for a federal probe into the COVID-19 nursing home deaths after the new governor added those 12,000 deaths to the previous total. And that's very ominous. Something really screwy going on there, isn't there?
Well, Captain, this is 12,000 more deaths. This is unbelievable.
Yep.
Of course, then Governor Cuomo was busy giving his...
They hid that.
Well, they hid it. But he was busy giving his COVID-19 talks and winning an Emmy and doing all the going on the CNN and yucking it up with
his
brother.
Yeah, no, he lost his Emmy.
He lost his Emmy.
Yeah, they took the Emmy away from him.
Well, then he is no longer the Emmy-winning governor then.
Nope.
But as it should be. But I got to tell you, this was all going on, Captain, while 12,000 more people weren't even counted officially.
Yeah. Now, New York is famous for a lot of things, and here's something else that they got a big black eye over. A bunch of doctors and lawyers in New York City were busted over a 5-year insurance scam with more than 400 patients who were instructed to claim that they'd tripped and fallen over sidewalk cracks, potholes, cellar doors, and then signed their names to a fraudulent lawsuit that totaled into millions of dollars.
Yes. Now, those who have been involved with this, they could face a maximum of 20 years in prison for also in some of these cases, including mail fraud and wire fraud. One of the oldest scams in the book. Yeah.
Now, in reference to the doctors, because I always hate to hear about doctors involved in this, these doctors were for the most part chiropractors.
Interesting.
Yeah. Along with the lawyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of good chiropractors, of course, and this is a sad story.
Yeah, I found that kind of odd, but anyway, it is what it is. Now, do you remember the name Mark Penn?
Rings a bell a little bit. Was he Clinton administration?
He was a former Clinton advisor.
Yep.
Mark Penn has warned the Democratic Party about the irreparable harm the Afghan crisis is going to do to the Democratic Party thanks to Joe Biden bungling it.
Well, these have got to be conversations that are going on at the Democrat Party elite high level.
They can't talk their way out of this.
No. I really do think it's unrecoverable. This is Biden's presidency. No matter what happens from this day forward, it is that this is his presidency. The Democrats know it, I think. And yes, there will be irreparable harm because they are not going, this is not going to end well. And I hate to say, it pains me to say that. I wish, Captain, that there was some kind of amazing movie ending to this where Biden heroically figures out some plan or something like that, but there's no indication that he's even capable of starting to do that.
Yeah, you're right. Now, did you hear that the officer who killed Ashley Babbitt is going to be interviewed on NBC News, and he's going to reveal his identity?
Very interesting, because his identity was not revealed, I think, in the report.
And that's going to be sometime today.
Yes. Well, very interesting. You know, this is a very, it's a real sore spot, obviously, and we will see what he says.
Well, he's reportedly a police lieutenant and may be retired right now, but he was reportedly a police lieutenant, but we'll find out all of that later today, I guess, when he's interviewed and the interview comes out on NBC News.
Well, I will say this, though. We know that, for example, Nancy Pelosi would have had ample information and warning that something was brewing, and there was no real backup that was given, and so, quite frankly, you know, people should not have been allowed to breach into the Capitol.
Now, Donald Trump had a rally over the weekend, correct?
Yes.
Up in Cullman, Alabama, right?
Yep.
And Newsmax on their channel, their TV channel, had 5 million viewers, which was the all-time record for them.
Yeah, this is big time. See, this goes to what we mentioned just a little while ago, that I think people are seeing with their own eyes. You can't hide it. The media can't hide it. They walk out their front doors and they can see it. They buy gas, they can see it. They buy milk, they can see it. And they are going back and saying, huh, you know, I wonder what President Trump has to say about this, because they knew exactly what life was like when he was president.
And there's a poll down here in Florida. I don't agree with it, even though I like it. Most Florida Republicans want Ron DeSantis to seek the presidency in 2024.
Interesting. Well, again, this is one of those things that you begin to emerge as a quote-unquote front-runner because of the things that are happening and the crises that he's dealing with and the leadership that he's providing. So it's not surprising.
Well, I believe we need him as the governor for 4 more years when he gets reelected, and he will get reelected. I believe we need him for the governor's office for 4 more years. And, of course, I also have heard that Donald Trump, if he runs again, may ask DeSantis to run as the lieutenant governor, as the vice president with him.
Well, anything's possible. It's obviously far out from the election season proper, but the presidential election, Captain, the cycle begins earlier and earlier each time, it seems, anyway.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens there, because it's going to be interesting, to say the least. And then the FDA has made it tougher for employees to refuse the vaccine mandate by going around now and saying, oh, look, we approved the Pfizer vaccine. But as we told everybody, we have an evidentiary letter here that states that the vaccine has not been totally approved. It's only gone up to the next level, just below full approval.
Yeah, interesting, exactly.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more right after this break with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, I appreciate you guys very much doing that for us. And by the way, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops that you'll be going by out there. When you see them, pull on in there. Largest truck stop chain in the country, in case you didn't already know. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy in a restaurant, and points for whatever you buy in the trucker's store. All right, well, we're going to rock a little bit more, a little bit different beat this time, but here comes Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. That's the official music video, Kyle. When did that song come out?
Well, I think it came out on their Toys in the Attic album, I believe. It's 1975.
All righty.
Yeah.
All right, well, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, folks, so we're going to start out west tonight. We're going to start on Interstate 15. This is in Southern California. If you're heading, say, for example, northbound on Interstate 15, as you approach the 215 junction, this is the southern end of the Cajon Pass. We do have the South Fire that began burning earlier on Wednesday, and that is just off the in the area there of the Interstate 15 in a place called Lytle Creek. So you may have some impact there if you're traveling in that area. So do be very careful. Excessive heat warnings all throughout the Southwest, including Phoenix, Tucson, all the way up through Kingman, Arizona, Las Vegas, and into the California deserts there as you come across I-10 and I-8 heading out over towards Riverside County, for example. Air quality alerts in Wyoming, also southern Idaho tonight, certainly southern Oregon, and also the Caldor Fire burning up in Northern California just now southwest of Lake Tahoe. Last reports, the fire getting about 15 miles away from the lake itself.
Okay, and got to say good morning to Flip. Flip's saying that Aerosmith, they're the bad boys from Boston.
That's right, yep.
All right, well, let's take a look at Minnesota because they're back in the weather right now for the moment up in the northeastern corner, way up there around Duluth. You've got some dense fog up there, dense fog advisory, so be advised of that if you're going up that way. Coming on down, we'll go straight down the Mississippi River, if you will. In the state of Missouri, you've got a high heat warning, and you've also got in the southeastern corner of Nebraska the same thing. Temperatures today are going to be up in the 90s, possibly higher than that. The eastern half of Kansas tonight is also warm, very warm. And down there, going down into Oklahoma, Tulsa and Oklahoma City, I-44 going all the way across Missouri to St. Louis. You're going to have a high heat advisory there. And I-40 coming out of Oklahoma City to Fort Smith, Arkansas, high heat advisory there. You've got poor air quality tonight, of all places, in Dallas-Fort Worth. And you've got some fog down there, down along the Galveston to McAllen. But we'll tell you about a tropical depression, which is going to be a storm approaching that area probably over the weekend. Also, high heat warning in the northeastern corner of Louisiana and the central portion of Mississippi right now. So there you go. And up in upstate New York and then Massachusetts and, let's see, New Hampshire and Maine all the way up to Nova Scotia, up to I-95. You got a high heat advisory there. Fog tonight in the Philadelphia area of Pennsylvania, and got some rain mixed in with it down into Maryland, the mountains of Maryland, and then on down towards the mouth of the Chesapeake. And then down here in Florida, we've got some gale winds along the Keys down below there because of a system that's over by Bermuda right now. But very quickly, I'm going to tell you about what's going on here. We do have a storm that's tropical depression number one, if you will, that's headed in our general direction of the Caribbean and into the Gulf. And it looks like it's going to go over, Kyle, and strike in southern Texas. And some of it might hit the outer edge of Louisiana as well as Mexico. Now, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. Okay, now we've got Denise Simon on the line from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, all of that being said, and I know you sound like you're ready to do jumping jacks and get going there, the helicopters have been flying again overnight, getting people out of different situations where they have, in fact, been stranded. We don't know how many, and we don't know where they're picking them up because they're not telling us. But yesterday, they seemed to think that we got about 1,500 people left in country to pick up, and I think it's more than that.
I do, too.
So I don't know why they're downplaying this, do you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, what they're essentially saying, the State Department is saying is, and they continue to say it, if they want to leave, this is what they need to do. So that is setting up, that's placing the fault of anybody who's left behind on themselves. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's not true. They can't get there.
Well, right.
Jeez.
And so the blame is, you know, shame on you if you didn't get out because you didn't do X, Y, and Z. So that's where that's coming from.
Well, that's not going to take the blame off Joe Biden because I'm telling you the people are still livid. I keep running into people, and there's going to be a big national protest on Sunday across the country. We'll be talking about that a little bit later here. But the fact of the matter is people are really still steaming mad about all this.
Well, they should be.
Yep, yep. And we can make a difference now. It still doesn't mean that he's not going to try something, whatever the something is, but it's highly unlikely at this point.
Well, it's highly unlikely that, you know, they're saying they're putting in contingency plans. But when you have a threat, an elevated threat matrix that comes out of the embassy in Kabul, which, by the way, now that the flag is down from the building, mm-hmm. the embassy is located at the airport.
Yep. Yep.
To get out.
Right.
Okay. The gate, here's the problem.
Hold that thought. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.